Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Have you taken the Invisible Box Challenge? It's
what
not totally
this?
New, but it is making the rounds online because there is a high school cheerleader in Texas who got it going over the weekend, and her name is Ariel, and she apparently is like the master of the Invisible Box Challenge. So you pretend to step on an invisible box with one foot and then step over the box with the other foot. And it's actually a lot harder than it looks because a lot of people are falling down on their face when they're trying to do this. So you pat like the ground about 2 feet off the air as though there's a box. You put one foot where the box would be and you hop over. And it's the Invisible Box Challenge. It's a new thing. Miguel, the kids are doing it. Why are you rolling your eyes? What's wrong with you? What? Miguel, it's what's trending in Tampa Bay.
I know. And it's dumb. I'm sorry.
What?
I was going to try to sit here and be like, oh, that's crazy, Holly, because my job when we do this is you present the stories.
Correct.
And then I have some crazy commentary about it.
Yep.
And then you do another story.
Thank you for pulling back the curtain.
This is dumb!
Why is it dumb?
What?
Because it shows what you can do. Like, okay,
what
remember
is this?
When our producer Ryan got really into that bottle tossing thing where you have a water bottle half full of water and you flip it upside down and then it has to land, you know, bottom side on whatever
surface.
That was the one thing. And he was remember he was like Snapchatting it all the time. The Invisible Box Challenge is the next thing. You can't help
it. But why? Why?
Because
what's the point?
In America, we're bored.
Go feed the homeless. I don't know. Are you going to do
this,
Holly?
Maybe you can invisible box your way to the homeless. I don't know. I was going to try it, but obviously I'm probably going to fail.
Holly, try it. My knee's wonky right now, so I can't even step on a real box, let alone an invisible box.
Okay.
But Holly, let's film you doing it.
All right.
And we'll post it.
Good. Why are you so mad about it?
It's just stupid.
Okay.
Why?
Quit being so cantankerous. All right. So I have some good news for you if you are a fan of beer and pizza together.
Oh.
Pizza Hut is bringing you beer. They just started testing beer delivery in Phoenix where you can order six packs along with your pizza with no extra charges or fees. And they're planning to expand it to other cities quickly.
Oh, this is going to easily boost their profit margin.
Oh, you're not kidding.
This beer delivery to Pizza Hut will be what Doritos Locos Tacos did for Taco Bell.
Correct. Because now if you've got the choice to go with Pizza Hut or insert any other pizza delivery chain, you're like, well, do they gonna bring beer with it? No? All right, Pizza Hut, come on.
I would just like them to throw in a complimentary ranch.
That's all you're looking for?
That's all I'm looking for. It's just a complimentary ranch.
So you don't have to pay 57 cents extra?
It's 27 cents.
Oh.
I bought pizza this weekend, and I only bought one ranch cup that my boyfriend and I had to share because I refused to buy another one.
Because of the price?
Yes.
Okay. So let me get this straight. You're mad that extra ranch costs 27 cents and you're not going to do the Invisible Box Challenge. Were you 80?
Pretty much.
All right. And finally, if you are going Christmas shopping anytime soon, people have voted on the worst Christmas presents. So don't get these things.
All right. Fruitcake?
No, as a matter of fact, fruitcake's kind of having a comeback.
Oh.
Remember they have that fruitcake candy?
Yes.
Fruitcake is having a moment. No. Get the fruitcake. Don't get ugly clothing. Don't get toiletry kits.
Wait, hold on. Back up for quite a second here.
Yeah.
When you say ugly clothing, I mean, that's very subjective. I mean, how do you know that?
That's probably why you shouldn't get any clothing and you should just get a gift card. Unless someone tells you exactly what they want, I wouldn't get it.
I've been on the crusade for gift cards for about 8 years now.
I don't mind a gift card.
I've been saying I would rather you, if you know where I shop, like if you bought me and I'm just putting it out there, not for anyone to do this. But if you wanted to buy me a gift card to like Macy's or Dillard's, you know, those are the places I shop, or Express, I would gladly enjoy that rather than a random sweatshirt that I would never wear.
Correct. Thank you for putting out your shopping preferences, though. I appreciate that. The other thing you don't want to purchase, socks, t-shirts with sayings on them. I guess that would go into ugly clothing. And bath salts. That would be actual bath salts.
I'm assuming not the drug.
But let me just say for the record, don't get that either. Otherwise, you'll eat someone's face off. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
All right, Holly. Enough talk about bath salts, Holly.
Okay.
Let's, wait, you hear that?
What?
Shady Santa's pulled up.
Ooh, I smell diesel fuel.
We're looking for caller 20 now. Let's hold your hand and take you to the back of Shady Santa's truck.
Yes.
To see what he has for you. Is it going to be a Tory Burch bag, an iPad, an Amazon Echo, a Sony Bluetooth speaker? We're looking for caller 20 now.
Yes.
877-999-1015. Good luck.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.